Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Building APIs. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Building Applications in the Backend Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the process of creating APIs, documenting APIs for effective communication between front-end and back-end systems, and best practices for API design. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create and document APIs that facilitate seamless communication between different components of your applications. Main content: the process of creating APIs. Creating an API, application programming interface, involves several key steps. First, you need to define the purpose and functionality of your API. Ask yourself, what resources will it expose? What operations will users be able to perform? For instance, in a financial application, you might create an API that allows users to access their transaction history or make payments. Next, select the appropriate architecture style for your API. The two most common styles are REST, Representational State Transfer, and GraphQL. REST APIs use standard HTTP methods like GET, POST, PUT, and DELETE to manage resources, while GraphQL allows clients to request specific data structures. Depending on your application's needs, you might choose one approach over the other. Following the architectural decision, you will implement the API. This often involves using frameworks such as Flask for Python or Express for Node.js. These frameworks simplify the process of routing requests and managing responses. For example, if using Flask, you can define an endpoint like this. This simple code snippet creates an endpoint that responds to GET requests with transaction data. Documenting APIs for front-end and back-end communication. Once your API is created, documenting it is crucial for effective communication between front-end and back-end systems. Good documentation enhances usability and helps developers understand how to interact with the API. Tools like Swagger, now known as OpenAPI, allow you to generate interactive API documentation automatically. This documentation typically includes endpoints, request parameters, response formats, and examples of successful requests. For instance, a typical documentation entry for our transactions endpoint might look like this: endpoint, method, get description, retrieves a list of transactions for the authenticated user. Response example: ensure that your documentation is easily accessible either through a dedicated website or integrated into your development environment. This transparency reduces back-and-forth communication between front-end and back-end developers, ultimately speeding up the development process. Best practices for API design. When designing APIs, following best practices can significantly enhance their effectiveness and usability. Here are a few key principles. Consistency: use consistent naming conventions and structures throughout your API. This makes it easier for developers to predict how to interact with different endpoints. If you use plural nouns for resource collections, like, maintain that choice across your API. Error handling: implement clear and meaningful error messages. For example, if a user tries to access a resource that doesn't exist, return a 404 status code with a message like transaction not found. This helps users understand what went wrong and how to fix it. Versioning: as your API evolves, maintain backward compatibility by versioning your API. This can be done by including the version number in the URL, like. This practice ensures that existing applications continue to function even as new features are added. Security: protect sensitive data by implementing authentication and authorization mechanisms. Use standards like OAuth 2.0 to ensure that only authorized users can access certain endpoints. Rate limiting: to prevent abuse and ensure fair usage, implement rate limiting on your API. This restricts the number of requests a user can make in a given time frame, protecting your resources and ensuring availability. By adhering to these best practices, you'll create APIs that are maintainable, user-friendly, and secure. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the fundamental aspects of building APIs, including the process of creation, effective documentation, and best practices for design. You learned how to define your API's purpose, implement it using popular frameworks, and ensure clear communication through comprehensive documentation. By following these guidelines, you will be better equipped to create APIs that facilitate effective interaction between the front-end and back-end systems of your applications. Reflection questions: how would you define the purpose of an API you plan to create for a financial application? What tools or methods could you use to document your API effectively? Reflect on a time when you encountered an unclear API documentation. How could better documentation have improved your experience?